Vincent Seely. I'm the Village of Catskill board president. We decided very quickly that we wanted to have an information session for countless number of reasons. One, to get you the information you need, but really from my perspective, it's really so we can kind of share with each other, and I'm glad I see a lot of people talking to each other and sharing their stories and hopefully trading information that's going to help get us to recovery faster. I want to say I've been in 50% of the houses in the Village of Castle that have been hit. Maybe it's more, maybe it's less. I've carried more couches and refrigerators than I think anybody ever has in their entire life. The part that's really hurt me is that, you know, carrying out a yearbook, carrying out family photos and things like that. That's the part, you know, we can figure out how to get a new couch, figure out how to get a new amount of range, or, you know, whatever appliance. But getting back some of those things that are sentimental to you and your family, and also getting our Village of Catskill people that have businesses on the waterfront back to business. They've got to make money, they've got to keep it going. So as I was running around today, I started to make some notes of things that I wanted to say. And I've been going through kind of a myriad of emotions throughout the day. You know, I'll see one family who's making great progress. So I'm in there, I'm like, yeah, rock and roll, you know, we're doing good. And then I go and I see another family who has absolutely lost steam, and they say, Vinny, I'm done. You know, we're gonna pack it in, we're gonna clean up the best we can, and we're gonna move someplace else, or we're gonna sell the house for scrap or whatever. And I think my one message I want to get out tonight is I want us all to kind of sit down and think all that through, put the emotions to side, and let's make some good decisions together as a community. What I don't want to see happen, and I'm going to do whatever I can to not let that happen, and you guys that are affected, the village crews have been out and around with the dump trucks, throwing out anything you're putting out on the curb, we're taking. We're taking them out, we're taking them to the dump.
They haven't come by us yet.
Not yet? Well, yep. We're at the end of the night, we're going to have a little needs list we're going to create up here, and I want everybody to come up and say what they need, because we will be buying.
Because I don't have anything to party to.
We will help you party. So what I don't want to see happen is somebody that's cleaning up their home, getting their life back, and then next door the person abandoned it, and there's oil in the basement, there's meat defrosted in the refrigerator, and that smell is just not really, I don't want to see that happen. So we want to apply as best as we can, and even helping hand across the board. So a couple other things that I want to see happen tonight, besides the sharing of the stories and getting out some information. If you have specific needs, something as simple as, I don't have the manpower, so to speak, to carry that refrigerator out of my house. Come up here, write your name down, your address. Somebody will be there within the next couple days to drag that out, put it on the curb, and we will take it. So we just want to make sure that you come up here and then definitely let us know. We have a panel of folks here tonight that have been working feverishly up the mountain, all around Green County, and I'm going to say something. I don't want this to come out the wrong way, and I really haven't gone through how I'm going to exactly say it, but I think in the Village of Catskill, we're pretty fortunate. We didn't lose any lives. We didn't lose any homes. Now, granted, there are homes that are probably going to be deemed potentially unfixable just from the water damage, but your house is still on the foundation. Your stuff is still in there. You can still recover some of it. So I think in all of this, we have to understand there's a triage process going on right now in Greene County, or county officials. They really are focusing on, and they'll correct me if I'm not exactly right on the order here, but it's, you know, Catskill, Tannersville, so on and so forth, trying to get them food and things like that. So the way it was explained to me was it's basically safety, infrastructure, and then personal property. And I think that's kind of the order, that we got to make sure people have safe drinking water, food, so on and so forth. And then infrastructure, we got to make sure the roads are good, they're safe. You know, there's potentially school starting next week. Are the roads safe enough for our kids to drive on? Or is the bus going to end up into a sinkhole because it's been eroded from a culvert pipe? We don't want that to happen, so we're out there working on that. And then the last thing, of course, and for all of you, obviously, is going to be most importantly, is going to be your personal property, and how are we going to get some help, and how are we going to get you a new refrigerator, how are we going to get your heat turned back on and your electric. So kind of the punch list is pretty simple, and I'm not going to keep repeating the three things, the safety, the infrastructure, so on. But that goes for your home. You can apply that to your home, too. So your safety, if you don't have electricity right now, which some of you still don't down in Bushnell and a couple on West Main. Work with Central Hudson, work with an electrician. What we don't want to see happen is if they power that house up and there's still oil in the basement, then we're going to have another disaster on our hands and somebody's going to really hurt. Let's take our time, go through these houses, get them pumped out through the right thing. If there's a house next to you that we absolutely have not identified yet, which I don't think there are, but if there is a house, again, catch us at the end of the night here. We'll go and check that house. Michael Gainey is our building inspector and code enforcement officer. He'll get to that house. He can gain access and check to see if it's safe inside there. I don't really have a set agenda. I think the person from, what was it called here? Office of Emergency Management, they're not.
Nope,
right there. FEMA's here.
And FEMA.
FEMA's here.
And OEM is here.
So, all right. So they snuck in behind me while I was doing my little spiel here. So, so what I had wrote down today is that, you know, we are hurricane survivors. And it sounds, you know, I've been, those of you that see me driving a little tractor around and today an excavator, you know, I've been kind of doing the, you know, Yahoo, you know, kicking Irene's butt and things like that. But there's a serious side to keeping our spirits up. You know, you can get dragged down really quick. You know, we're going to recover from this. And I actually think that, in a way, you know, Bushnell and West Main and the other side of West Main and down at Lower Main, we're going to come back better. You know, Jim Chewins, who's on the board with us, who couldn't be here tonight, he's actually working, you know, where his basement got flooded and it started to kind of creep up his steps and he was cleaning out his basement and, you know, again, to lighten the mood, he said, you know, well, I've been wanting to clean out my basement for years. This is just kind of forcing me to do it. So, you know, as much as he's trying to keep a positive attitude and making it sound good. So, reasons to have this meeting, we're talking to each other, continue with the recovery, to give out information, we're going to have question and answer. And no question is crazy, no question is going to be stalked upon. If it's something we can't answer, I am telling you, we will get you an answer as quick as possible. Not, we'll get back to you. We're going to give you a date and time, we're going to get back to you. And then to be clear on the next steps. You know, there's been rumors going around, oh, we're not going to pick up any more garbage after today. That's not true. Village of Catskill, on Tuesday, whatever we're putting out on the curb, we're going to be there with the guys with the gloves on and the excavators and the loaders, and we're going to pick up what we put out on the curb. There's going to be some other folks that are going to talk about potentially some other options. I heard that we might be getting some dumpsters put here and there for some more of the recovery efforts. We're also going to talk a little bit about donations. There are some folks that want to give money. I had somebody walk up to me today and wanted to give $1,000. And I said, I'm not taking that, but let's figure out where that money can go. We're going to talk about that tonight because we have friends and families that are in the city that want to help us out. What's the right way to do it and what's the right way to get that money to the people who need it the most? And then volunteers. You know, just the first one on my mind because they were the last call that I had was CEFQ, a State Employee Federal Credit Union. Vinny, I'm coming down on Saturday. Where do you want me? I said, Bushnell Avenue, and then I want to make sure that we have them lined up with things to do. I don't want to, I want to make sure that they do things that are safe. If we need to give them masks or if it's stuff that's just outside, we need to make it safe. But people have the need that they want to help us, and I want them to help us because that's going to be part of the healing process. So with that said, we're going to kind of go and start through some of the legal stuff, and we have our a village attorney with us, Alex Becky, and he's also the town supervisor in Coxsackie. And I want him to say a couple things about